The Black Caps have gone for a T20 World Cup team, heavy on experience with their squad, which was announced yesterday. Veteran ace bowler Tim Southee has been named for his 7th T20 World Cup appearance, while captain Kane Williamson will once again lead the side. The tournament starts in the West Indies and the United States through June. Former Black Cap Peter McGashan joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Right, so Trent Bolt has been selected here, even though he doesn't have a central contract. Is that tough on some of the other pace bowlers out there who missed out, or a good call?
Well, I think it's a sign of New Zealand cricket's maturity with treating overseas players who maybe haven't been involved in the central contracting system and recognising the experience that they still bring. It is a really experienced squad, and you know, probably a last hurrah for some of the New Zealand players.
Would that include Tim Southee playing his 7th T20? He's still got it, has he?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a leading wicket taker in this form of the game. His experience is going to be vital, particularly on the wickets in the West Indies, which don't always suit the out-and-out fast bowlers. So I think it's one of those teams where it's quite a safe selection that they've gone for, and they'll be really hoping that experience takes them deep into the tournament.
You mentioned experience. They've gone for that over youth. Only four of the players from the Pakistan series, which did have its ups and downs, but it's plenty of ups too, only four of those players had been picked.
Yeah, the Pakistan squad was had a lot of new faces or less experienced players. A few players were on rest breaks, and obviously the IPL commitments as well meant that that squad was probably a little bit different to normal. They would have been all, every player on that tour would have been hoping to put in a good performance, maybe as a last chance to put their hand up, but obviously it hasn't been the case. Conway and Coe are still recovering from some injuries, so whether or not the squad that makes it to the tournament is the same as the one announced, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, how much of a worry is Conway's thumb injury? He's the only keeper in the squad, so and how pivotal is he to the batting lineup as well?
Yeah, thumb injuries are particularly problematic. Most of the other fingers, if you break them as a wicketkeeper, you can kind of hide from the ball and you can protect them by strapping them together next to the adjacent finger. But the thumb, obviously, is an important one. It separates us from the rest of the planet. And it does mean that, you know, when you're batting or wicketkeeping, it is really vulnerable. T20 tournament is quite short, so you just cross your fingers and hope, really. Finn Allen's done some wicketkeeping, but they may well have to call on others if that injury doesn't recover in time.
What about the conditions? It's being played in West Indies and the USA. Will they suit us?
It is one of those surfaces. Sorry, I'm dropping my kids off at school and they just found me. It is one of those surfaces which is a little bit slower. And the USA is real an unknown quantity. A lot of the grounds won't have played serious cricket on them before. So the West Indies and New Zealand will know what to expect there. But the games in the US will be a real spectacle because it's part of the world that hasn't had top cricket before.
The elephant in the room, just finally, teal.
Well, it's a bit of a flashback. It is actually the colour that we were wearing last time we won an ICC trophy tournament. So
okay.
Fingers crossed it comes off well, and the retro look gives us our second piece of silverware in the short format.
Okay, let's hope it works out that way. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was former Black Cap Peter McGashan with his thoughts on the naming of the Black Caps T20 World Cup team that was announced yesterday.